When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. This is a bonus episode, episode number 32. I'm not going to be here real long with you today, but I wanted to do a check-in and see how everyone was doing, first of all, with your unbelievable goal. I challenged you a couple weeks ago to come up with an unbelievable goal at the beginning of January. And I know that, now's the time where a lot of traditional New Year's resolutions or goals have already began to, go by the wayside. And so I wanted to check back in with you, see how you're doing on your unbelievable goal. Where are you? Can you just take a check-in? Have you come up with one? Are you making the process a little too difficult? Are you making it harder than what it really should be? Because really, it's just something that you would love to accomplish within the next year that if you did accomplish, it would be unbelievable. You would blow your own mind if you got there. And part of the reasoning for trying to do this is not necessarily to accomplish the goal, but it's to understand what the path is like along the way. It's to see all of the progress that you can make. It's to see what happens to you mentally. What does your brain do? What does your brain try to tell you that you can or can't do along the way because of your past programming, because of what you either have been able to do in the past or usually what you haven't been able to do in the past, and your brain is trying to point all of those faults out and tell you that, it's poor for you to even be trying to do this. So just wanted to do a check-in. I also wanted to share, I've got a couple of you that have reached out to me, and then I have a couple clients that are really excited about what they're doing as well. So I would encourage you, if you've got your unbelievable goal, please email me, drdarrinwilson@gmail.com, drdarrinwilson@gmail.com. I'd love to hear what your goal is and be able to encourage you along the way. I wanted to share a couple of what my clients' goals are. One, I've got a guy who's really excited about, we're calling it run/walk. If he ends up running, great. If he ends up walking, great. But a half marathon. And he is not in the best of shape now. And it's one of those things where we've already come up with a plan and his plan of how he's going to attack this and what he's going to do each day to get to that December of 2021, to where he will compete, run, walk, finish, if you will, his first ever half marathon. So that is his unbelievable goal. And right now, he can't really even fathom the thought of walking a mile and a half, let alone trying to complete a half. And so that's his unbelievable goal. I've got another one that I wanted to share that I've got a guy who has always wanted, kind of secretly, he's not really told anybody, but he's always wanted to write a book. And so that has become his unbelievable goal for the year. He's going to write, whether it's an ebook or it's one that he's looking to get published, but he's already got some thoughts in his mind about what he would like for this book to be about. Now we've started kind of the outlining of that, and we've really brainstormed what that could look like and how that needs to look in his life each day for him to, tackle a little bit at a time to end up with that unbelievable goal at the end of the at the end of the year. So those are just a couple things that a couple of my clients are doing. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't come up with something yet, take some time and brainstorm and see what that could look like for you, because it could really change your world as you focus in on one big goal for the rest of the year. So I wanted to encourage you with that. The other thing I wanted to do is encourage you as well to come up with a micro goal. Now, this might be something new to a lot of you because it's a concept that I've created, and I really have found a lot of just real strong momentum with this type of goal. And I'm calling it a micro goal because, unlike your unbelievable goal where it's something you're just trying to blow yourself out of the water when you get to by the end of the year, because you've got to take all of this action. And if you don't take action along the way, then at the end of the year, you're not going to be able to complete this goal. But a micro goal is a goal that you can complete each and every day. It's something you can do each and every day. And the benefit of a micro goal like this is that by the end of the year, you're still going to see unbelievable results, just in a different way. Let me give you an example. For some of you, maybe you have a difficult time getting yourself motivated to exercise. You tell yourself at the beginning of January, this is what you're going to do. You're going to start a new exercise routine. You want to make sure that you're all excited about, getting yourself in shape. And so you start, you go at it for a week, 2 weeks maybe, and then all of a sudden it becomes a struggle. And your consistency level just really goes down. And so with this micro goal, I want you to take one piece of that exercise or of that program and commit to it each and every day. So let me give you an example. For me personally, I have committed, my micro goal is to do 100 push-ups every day. 100 push-ups every day. And so by the time I get up in the morning until the time I go to bed at night, it doesn't matter when it is, doesn't matter what comes up throughout the day, I'm going to get 100 push-ups in. And I've been doing them all in one session. So not 100 at a time, but I'll do 25, or I've already built up now. Maybe I'm doing 45, and then, whatever that is to finish out the 100, but I'm going to do 100 a day. And you can imagine that if I do that each and every day throughout the course of 365 days, I'm going to have results at the end of that. It's a very small goal. Now, I'll probably supplement and do some other, leg stuff, and I'll do some, cardio and some other things. And all of those are bonuses. But my micro goal is to make sure I do 100 push-ups each day. Now, what does this build? It builds discipline, right? It builds routine. It builds self-confidence, knowing that I can count on myself to tell me that I'm going to do this each and every day. And then by the time I go to bed at night, I can check that off. Say, yeah, I did it. So for you, it could be anything. Maybe some of you want to read a book and you cannot for the life of yourself make yourself, sit down and finish a book. Well, this is a great way to do it. You tell yourself, I'm going to read 10 pages a day. I'm going to read 10 pages. That's what I'm going to do, 10 pages a day. And you read from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, any time in there, you read 10 pages. Obviously, by the end of the year, you'll have some books read. Maybe it's eating healthy. For some of you, it's just, hey, I need to start eating healthy. How do I do that? Well, I eat one healthy thing a day. Doesn't matter what it is. You could pick it. Maybe it's an apple a day. You've heard the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. I don't know if that's true or not, but it is healthy, right? Or maybe it's just some type of fruit. Maybe it's something. So it doesn't matter what it is. But it's something that you want to do, it's something that benefits you, and it's something that by the end of the year, if you do it each and every day, you're going to see results. And so that's my challenge for you today. I want to check in on your unbelievable goal, and then I wanted to bring this concept of this micro goal to you, because for some of you, again, you let these goals be so big, and they get so broad, and they're so out there that you'll never be able to accomplish one. Well, with either one of these, whether you're working toward that unbelievable goal or you're going to come up and now you have a micro goal each and every day, then you obviously are going to be able to build that discipline within yourself, and you're going to be able to be true to yourself each day as you go toward the end of the year. The other thing And it may be that some of you go, oh, wait a minute. If I take my unbelievable goal and then I break it down and I have a micro goal within that, then maybe that helps me reach my unbelievable goal too. So there are no rules in this. The only rules are that you enjoy it, that you want to do it, that you stick to it, and that you stay disciplined throughout the year. So I will be with you on Thursday of this week as well, but I wanted to pop in on Tuesday just to give you some encouragement, give you a little bonus content, and hopefully you'll get something out of this new micro goal that you're going to set. So take care, everyone. I'll see you on Thursday. Have a great few days.
Thank you so much for listening to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It would be great if you could review the podcast and subscribe this week. You can also find me on my website at drdarrenwilson.com or on Twitter at @Darren_Wilson or on Instagram at @DrDarrenWilson. Once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.